Rishos, Mary Rabbi Shlita, and a multitude of Chaverim will gather together. Malka, Tevis Yeshiva Seinu HaKadosha. I want to just begin by thanking the many individuals who participated in making this Malka Malka. And I thank them personally. I thank them, Hashem, the Yeshiva. I just go through a list of Mayor Shlomo Bamberger, Yeshua Bernstein, Shlomo Katz Einstetter, Yosef Glimmenbaum, Yehuda Heber, Mordechai Heber, Eliel Jacobowitz, Chaim Jacobowitz, Avrami Krakauer, Yosef Radner, Chaim Storch. The pasuk says, "Vayipol al tzavarav, vayevk al tzavarav oid." That when Yosef HaTzadik went to meet Yaakov Avinu in Goshen, that he fell on his shoulder, "Vayevk al tzavarav oid." And Rashi brings, famous Rashi, that Avol Yaakov Avinu lo nafal al tzavre Yosef. Yaakov Avinu did not fall on Tzavri Yosef alei Nashkoi, but Amru Rabbi Seinu shayu kairis Shema. That Yaakov Avinu was kairis Shema. All the Mefarshim want to know why Yaakov Avinu was kairis Shema and not Yosef HaTzadik. The Maral says in Gorayeh, he starts off by saying that Sekan Zayin, that they were both, Emes, they both were saying Krishma, just we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that Yomeshiv Be'emtza Perak Yopnei Ayira, so Yosef could be Mavsik and Yaakov Avinu couldn't be Mavsik, and that's, Maral says that's a possible pshat, but he says that's not the Emes of pshat. He says the emes of pshat is that when he saw Yosef HaTzadik, that he was a melech and that he was being so successful, that was gairim, a ribuy of avin yira to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Maral says zeu midas hachasidim, that it's a midah chasidos, that when asher yekru lahem toiv, when something good happens to tzaddikim, to chasidim, mizdapkin el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's gairim, a greater dveikus in the Ribbono Shel Olam. So this event that he sees the chush einav, he sees the hatzlacha of Yosef HaTzadik that was marba b'libay avas Hashem yira shamayim. And that's the Yaakov Kara Krishma. The Kara Krishma was, because that's the expression of this hergish of Avas Hashem in Yerushalayim. The Torah is teaching us this, to be melamed us, that in every ma'ira that we go through, we have to make sure that our reaction is a reaction that's a ruchniyistic reaction, that's a reaction to our relationship to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to Teiruseinu HaKadosha. Besides the personal avelos that myself and my mishpacha are going through, the year is flying by. We're finishing Saint Kaddish and three more weeks left. There's an avelos in our yeshiva, and there's a heritage of avelos by so many talmidei yeshiva. And as the year has gone on, and I bump into many different people who had the privilege of interacting with Avi Meiri Hareini Kaparas Mishkavai, whether it was people who were in his shir in the years that he was a magid shir, people who went to his chaburis, talmidim of the yeshiva who his infectious Avas HaTorah that everyone who interacted with him knows and can relate to. He always had Divrei Torah to share. And what might not be so well known is that any Talmud Chacham, but Befrat, the Talmud of the Yeshiva, who would share with him a Ha'ara, a Chiddush, a good Kasha, he would come back and he would repeat it, and he had such, it was intertwined, Avas HaTorah and Nachas from the Hatzlacha of Talmidei Yeshiva, and the warm feelings that everyone had and still has towards him was in a large part due to that infectious Avas HaTorah. And it goes without saying that all of us in the Magal Hashanah, he was the semel of the yeshiva in the various things throughout the year. Those of us who have the schus to live in yeshiva, it was all the shalosh regalim, and whether it was a siyamer of Pesach or any eicha and kinnis, but everyone was exposed to his yom narayim for karav liyavil shanim, and that's something that I take a personal nechama when I hear the warm feelings that so many people have towards him. It's a nechama for us, and everyone coming together, and Mirat Hashem, those of you who will be able to come to the yeshiva's dinner, it gives tremendous chizik to the yeshiva, and befrat to Achi. Everyone knows he's my twin, Atzmi Ubusari, who has a tremendous achrayus on his shoulders, and he, the emes, is a chut hamishulash in the sense that I think that there's a unique thing. Many people talk about fundraising as the bizyoinus of fundraising, the oil. I was very close to my grandfather, and I was very close to my father. Never heard such expressions from either of them. It's an achrayus, yes, it's an achrayus, but they viewed it as their life mission, as a kavod that they had the schus to have that achrayus. And Reb Baruch shares in that sentiment, in the way he carries himself, and the way he's being mamshich, the avodas hakodesh that's nachal aseinu, and any chizuk that we can give to his entrance into this achrayus is greatly appreciated. I also want to mention that it might be a chiddush, but the point of the dinner is not to serve food. It's that we can serve food to the bachurim and to the rabbeim. It's that the yeshiva should be financially sound. Might be a little bit of a chiddush. However, all of us who have such warm feelings towards the yeshiva, the time of this Yemei Avelos that we are going through is a time where our reaction should be a reaction of Midas HaChasidus, of what we can do even out of our comfort zone to help the yeshiva remain financially sound. I know, I look around the room, so many of you are Kali Yungalite. I heard recently someone said that a Kali Yungalman is, we know, those who are sitting and learning Terasam and Nasam, they hold up the world. So they're like the world. Just like the Olam stands, Ala Torah, Ala Vaida, Gemilas Chasadim, Yungalite are the same thing. Ala Torah, Kali check maybe lasts a third of the month. Ala Vaida, the wife's job's a third of the month. The Gemilas Chasadim, the Shver, is another third of the month. I just see those around here who are shveres are saying, no, it's a lot more than a third. But you give tzedakah, you give money to Harbatzos Torah, it would very much appreciate it if the yeshiva takes a chelek nichbad in your tzedakah, and those of you who are earning a living and are doing well, it's our bakasha that the yeshiva is one of the tzedakas that you consider primary, and with your help, and with not only your financial help, but with your moral help in coming to Azah, Kinnus, and if you can, to make it to Baltimore in a few weeks. It's mechazik those who are working to keep the yeshiva afloat. It's mechazik the yeshiva. And I personally thank you for myself and b'shem the yeshiva for coming out tonight and for your support. And it's my kavod to ask Meir Rabbi Shlita to say some words.